I remember vividly, my tears dropping on the gray carpet, on the top steps, Pop's giving me his best guess. Me confessing the burning question, stressing and concerning me and turning me to a wet mess. It's probably nothing, I get it, I'm aware. I know it's probably stupid to be scared, but these days are flying past us and nobody seems to care. It's like we're sprinting towards a brick wall we're pretending isn't there. What happens when we hit it? Do we split into a million bits, or do we come back as a bullfrog and talking ribbits? What is it? What is it? You got the answer, so give it, so give it, so give it, don't lie. What happens when we die? Dad says, Georgie, I'm just guessing from what I've been told. Probably thinking, how'd I raise this emo fucking 9-year-old? Since I'm sorta really not religious, it's a crapshoot, I'll roll a pair of dice. Although the thought of paradise is very nice, in my heart I know I don't believe in magic, so I'm thinking maybe death is like eternal TV static, or returning to the state before your birth. Absorbed into the earth, the fewer hours left, the more they're worth. I admit that it's difficult to think about. I think everybody got a little bit of doubt. You don't get to hide from it even if you shout. Not a soul on the planet gets to wiggle out. And he said that I know that it's tough to take in some, but it's so early I can steer in a hurry. But don't worry, cause
that isn't for a long, long time. That isn't for a long, long time. That isn't for a long, long time. That isn't for a long, 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 long time.
Life moves fast, made the mistake of blinking 20 years past. Now I'm sitting in my living room in Brooklyn with my father. We don't bother doing Christmas in the Bay any longer. It's the first time that we've had this conversation. He says it's tough to take in. I know we're not quite ancient, but we reached the age where we should probably talk arrangements. We could take it several routes. We could sell the house. We can't work forever. Eventually money will run out. That's the spot. Taking a loan would help us cover, which would make it tougher to leave something for you and your brother. Stop, can't you see? Every meal that you paid for me, all this power to chase a dream, all this privilege not to crave riches, but it's plain to me the key fact is it's easy to act like cash needs jack shit if you never lack it. And the greatest honor I could have is to make a buck and pass back a fraction of all the happiness you gave to me. And I will never make you live where you don't aim to be. Ages just data, we paint our story A to Z, then dip out, R.I.P. rip out. We tear out the pages, tear up the stage, and we take a seat, making a vacancy. Famous or not, we fade from the plot. Every day when a new night falls, I ride around the sun in this big blue ball. I get a bit further from the kid called Paul, and I get a bit closer to the big brick wall. But since inching up to that fence, I can run my fingers against all the bricks and mortar and sense that it's not so cold, it's so dense. And although I'm mournful, I'm known that I'm not immortal. I'm not banging in the stone, but I'm more headed through this portal. We're born to return to home, or all born to be missed. Me, everything dies except for Papaya King hot dogs on 86th Street. Dad hands me a napkin, tells me it's been the same since the 50s. He didn't always love the city, but damn it, he'll miss me. How can you miss something after you leave? I agree that it's sad, but please don't dwell in it, Dad, because
that isn't for a long, long time. That isn't for a long time.